FM Live with Dance Roger.
Good morning, everybody, again. Here's the topic for today. Abstain versus allow. What does that mean to you? The word abstain is an old English. It's found in the King James Version of the Bible, and I think in the New King James as well. But it literally means with an effort of self-denial, denying oneself. I'm going to avoid that so I can allow this. It's that simple. We see it all throughout history when successful people or successful groups of people say, no, we're not going to do that, so we can do this. It's a simple concept of this is the decisions we're doing that we're making, so we don't have to deal with that. We see this in the five pillars of wellness. I've made the decision that in these five areas, I'm going to do this, so I don't have to deal with that down the road. Okay? Being at a wedding last night, or being out in public, you see a lot of people, and I'm not picking on anyone who is, there's more of you to love than there should be. I'm just saying that when you go out in public, especially here in the United States and up into Canada, you see it because it's a prevailing problem that we have. There's too much of us to love because we haven't abstained. We haven't avoided consuming too much. So we see that all the time. I made a decision years ago. I don't want to be in that category anymore. I was almost 50 pounds more than I weigh now. Now I've been accused of being too skinny, or maybe I have a thyroid issue. My wife says I have a worm because I can eat a lot. We ate a lot last night, and it was wonderful food, absolutely wonderful. I ate two cupcakes because there was no wedding cake. But here's my point. What do we want to be known for? When people think of Vance Rogers, what do I want to be known for? Because the optics is everything. The narrative is everything. But when I make a decision that, you know, I don't want to be like that. Instead, I want to be like this. I'm not focusing on the negative. I just simply say, you know, I don't like that. I want to be known for somebody who follows through on my commitment. I put a ring on my finger almost 26 years ago, and that was a commitment I made. I met a couple last night, and I really want to get to know them even more because they just seem like wonderful people. And we didn't get to meet them until like literally 10 minutes before we left. But their story was phenomenal. He was telling his stories when he was 6 years old about how his parents, they moved to the bush of Africa. And I thought, wow. And then when I started asking more prevailing questions, because I did a non-Vance thing and I actually just sat and listened because I was fascinated by, I knew of her because my wife used to teach with her, and she's an amazing, but I as we started learning about their family, I kept thinking about that. What did they abstain from? What did they avoid so they could allow this? They have a beautiful family, two daughters who are, I mean, some of the stuff they were talking about just blew me away. I need to ask if you inadvertently or accidentally hit *6, if you could mute your line. Then that will cut out that background noise. Thank you. I'm going to open up the line here literally in 5 minutes. I can't talk over you. I'll try, but maybe if you're listening, just be a little more quiet or hit *6 again. I've got two names written down, and here's the story that drives this point home for me.
What are you doing these days?
Let me do it this way. I can control this to keep sanity. Okay, sorry about that, folks. I apologize on behalf of somebody else who inadvertently hit 6 or open up their line. I've got two names. I've got two friends that when I think about the word abstain or avoid so that I can allow this, it takes me all the way back, all the way back. My first year of college in Dallas, Texas. And let me set this up, and I'm going to cut out all the general details and just get to the point as fast as I possibly can. I met this gal named Liz Faisal. Her name now is Liz Johnson. She's happily married, got a wonderful family in Indianapolis, Indiana. And I was part of, she and I were part of the student leadership as resident assistants. So this was my second semester at college, and I think it was once a month, the men and the women RAs all got together for a meeting. Usually it was just every week, every Thursday morning, but this day it was that monthly meeting, and it had to have been in January. And but what was so cool was the dean of men, or assistant dean of men, assistant dean of men said, "Hey, I want you to find somebody you don't know, and I want you to partner up with them." I thought, okay, this is fine. And I just immediately, I didn't know Liz at all. She was the person I least knew of the group because we'd done other things already. And we started just exchanging, you know, where you're from, that kind of thing. And what happened next opened up the door for an amazing friendship. And some of you are going to think, oh, that's the weirdest thing. I've never heard of that. But what George, our assistant dean of men, said was, okay, now that you guys have gotten to know each other, and by the way, it had to be opposite gender. He said, based on what you shared with each other, I want you to take a few minutes, and this is a Bible school, it's an institute, all right? It's not a regular university. He said, I want you to pray for something that you learned about this other person, but here's the catch. I want you to pray for that person looking at into their eyes with your eyes open. Well, all of a sudden, those of you who understand psychology, you understand that the eyes are the window to the soul or the window of the spirit. There was this connection in an amazing way. Fast forward a few weeks later, they don't have a Valentine's dinner or a Valentine's banquet. They have a friendship banquet, a friendship dinner. I went with Liz, and that's all we merely were. And people were already saying, oh, yeah, that's what they all say, you know. Ring by spring or your money back. Yep, you guys are going to get married. No, we're not. Because Vance made the decision. That's not why I was going to this institute. I was not looking for a wife. To me, that was something that everybody else wanted. I did not want. I had nothing against getting married. I just knew the timing of it. That wasn't part of the plan. My 90-day plan, my two-year, my three-year plan at this institute was not to get married. There's nothing wrong with marriage, obviously, but that wasn't the plan that I had decided on. And I had shared that with many people. Well, we went to this banquet. It was wonderful fun. I mean, everybody's dressed up. I borrowed a suit, a really nice suit from a friend of mine. We were the same exact size, and she was all dressed up. But what happened next opened the door for things to go south really quick with another friend of mine named Kimmy, who is back here in Oregon, because we're in Dallas, Texas. The photographer coming around to sell pictures snapped a photo, and that picture was included in the Institute's monthly magazine a couple months later. And we're on the back cover, not on the front cover, but we're on the back cover, and it was an advertisement for another event that, you know, basically, hey, here's a young couple. They look like they're having fun. And so my other friend, Kimmy, gets that magazine, and she said, I thought you told me you weren't dating. And I'm like, oh, my goodness gracious. I'm not dating. I went on a date with my friend Liz to the friendship banquet, okay? This was not a premarital banquet. It's a friendship banquet. Here's my point. I made the decision to abstain, to avoid the appearance of dating, doing the best I possibly could. However, it was interpreted incorrectly because my picture made it look like I was on a date. Liz and I never dated. We were good friends. We went and saw the movie Hoosiers together on a Saturday, not night. I didn't take her out to lunch. She's from Indianapolis, Indiana. I heard about the movie. I thought this would be fun. I think that's the only movie during the entire time I lived in Dallas that I went to see with just one other person because I couldn't afford movies as a poor college student. So I went on Saturday when it was cheaper. But you remember the movie, Gene Hackman, Barbara Hershey, Hoosiers, a great feel-good movie. But yeah, we went on a date on that movie, but we were simply friends. But again, the perception, the optics, the perception is everything. I wanted to avoid the appearance of that so that I could have friends, establish friendships later. Now, later, Kimmy and I got it all worked out. She understood, you know, and again, her misconception. It happens all the time. In the world of, and I'm wrapping it up with this 1 minute conclusion. When we look at the next 90 days, the next group of collection, 3 months, what are we willing to avoid or abstain so we can allow this? What are we willing to invest in? My plan for today, okay, this is the mission statement that Vance recites every single day. The purpose of my life is da-da-da-da-da. My mission to accomplish that is to live this day to its fullest potential, knowing that I will leave a living legacy for future generations. And the plan for today, the plan for this week, the plan for this next 90 days is this. Our plans are going to get altered. However, this is the plan. And when you look throughout history, people that are most successful, they come up with a plan. Again, our plans get altered, they get changed, they get modified. The plan is, okay, we're going to a wedding. Well, we didn't intend on arriving 30 minutes early, so we deviated from the route, and even Addie, the 11-year-old, said from the back seat, don't they live right there? Isn't their house, isn't the big field where the wedding is right there? I said, yep, we're going to deviate from the plan because we don't need to be there 30 minutes early. I mean, we could have been, maybe it would have been fun, but the plan was the wedding starts at 6:30, it's now 6 o'clock. Why are we so early? Well, we just got our act together and we did something normally that Vance doesn't do. What's your 90-day plan? And what are you doing to implement an improvement in any one of the five pillars? This isn't about gaining customers, but what's the plan that you have in place, and what are you going to be willing to give up so you can allow that plan to actually come to pass? I'm going to open up the line on that topic because, yeah, this is a commercial, by the way, for the I Can Attitude course. Elaine Connolly, who is one of our amazing, amazing all-star wellness consultants, sent me an email this morning or late last night and said, Vance, can you put in print so I can pass it on to my team? What are the general details of the ICANN Attitude Program? Because we start every 90 days. That's the plan. And we're starting again this Thursday because it's the start of another rhythm. It's the start of another 90-day cycle. Because I learned a long time ago that if I want to help others improve and have a better quality of life, then I've got to be willing to do that too. Every single day, every single 90 days, am I willing to invest a few minutes a day into improving myself so that I can be a better contribution to those around me? I just simply said, yes, I'm willing to do that. And that's what the ICANN Attitude Program has helped me do. The details, they all work themselves out. But by the way, before I open up the line, if there's anything that I can do to help you get better clarity on how to do that, I'm not a personal coach. However, as I go into our 29th year of Discover It, Live It, Share It, the NICAN motto, I've learned a few things on how to connect and get things, things like that happen. If I can be of any service to you, my phone number, area code 503-348-0749. Again, 503-348-0749. Call me, pop me a text. That's the easiest way. Send me an email if you have our email address, but I'd love to help you do this. I haven't figured it all out, folks. I'm still learning. However, I really, really do have fun with this. So let's open it up here. And no sequence, no order, just totally random. What's your 90-day plan look like? What are you doing? Some of the things. And let's see how many people we can get to share here right quick. But let me do this right quick. Okay, the way this works is, again, if you're new to conference calling, like on Zoom, you raise your hand, and then I click the button, or you demute yourself. But all you do is hit star 6. Please don't be shy. What are you doing in the next 90 days? What do you have lined out? Do you have a plan? Or maybe you're thinking, well, I'd love to have a plan. What's my plan for that? I know what my plan is for today. It includes several things, but I just received a text, and it may alter a little bit, and that's okay. What's your next 90 days look like?
Hey, Vance, this is Karen.
Thank you for hitting star 6. It's not that difficult of a deed, is it? You just hit this little asterisk and the little 6 button? Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it's easy. So my 90-day plan, I love this incentive. This is, my mind is going a million miles an hour. My goal is to complete Club TI. And I've got a lofty goal. I almost have to go silver to do it. And I'm going to do it with this incentive. I think it's great. I'm also looking for new consultants. I am out there by myself. I have no downline. And so I'm looking for consultants. So what I'm doing is I'm avoiding all negativity.
Okay, Karen, I wanna go right there, right to the jugular when you bring this up, because every single day, every single time we meet with another human being, okay, I'm married, you're single. You know my wife, Stacy. You haven't spent any time with her in person, but you know her. And when she perceives something in me, that something happened or whatever, or when we encounter other people that may not be of the same mindset, but I heard her last night literally say, hey, husband, let's avoid that person because they're negative. And I went, hallelujah. She's like my personal bodyguard because she knows me that I'll just talk to anybody and everybody. And I'll try to help them get past that negativity. But why is that one thing so important to you?
Negativity stops me from reaching my goals. Being that I work with energy with my clients and myself, to be honest with you, we can actually feel that energy in our body. We have energy fields, and those energy fields can be interrupted very easily by somebody else's energy. And I've made the decision that I lived with that my entire life, and I did not get what I wanted in the way that I wanted or at all. And I'm not happy that way. So I have decided, we have all the tools and all the support in Niken. It's amazing. And I jumped in every part of me all at one time. And I said, I'm doing this. And what anybody else says doesn't make any difference to me. They can live their life the way they want. I'm living my life in joy and happiness. And so what I'm doing.
Go ahead. Keep going. No. Well, I wanted to stress that, you know, some would say, well, Karen, it sounds like you just keep talking about I want to live my life this way. I'm going to do this. I. No. Look at the greatest successful people in the world. And let's go back to Helen Keller, somebody who couldn't see or hear. And yet she made a decision. She had an amazing coach. And that's the rest of the Helen Keller story, all of us. And if you don't know, if you're not well-versed in who Helen Keller is, because some people in our culture don't know, but here's a woman who had an amazing mentor, if I can call her that, teacher, who helped her. And it was ballistic. If you look at some of the old black and white footage of what they went through and that relationship they had, brutal. But she went on. Ray Charles, same thing. What did he do? He started a foundation to help not blind people, but those who were hearing impaired. Because it's one thing to be able to go throughout life without sight, but being able, if you can't hear, it's an entirely different, you know, one of your five senses. This is not about Karen Willens. It's about Karen Willens being able to be the greatest impact in society. And in order to do that, we have to make some decisions.
Exactly. And that's what I'm doing. And I actually have made a major decision for me. Next week, I am gearing up. My son and my daughter-in-law and my new grandbaby, who will be a year in August, whom I've seen once for about 2.5 hours, will be up in my area. They live in Florida, and I live in Wisconsin. And they're going to be here for 5 or 6 days. And my son is coaching a volleyball camp. He's a strength and conditioning coach. And they're staying at one of my daughter's homes about 45 minutes from me. I'm taking the week off. I never do that. I have this opportunity to focus on my family pillar in a way I have never had the opportunity before. That's going to fill me up. And yeah. I'm planning for this. And I can still do Niken. And I have a busy week next week. I have customer auto ships going out next week, and I always contact my customers and let them know when their orders will be delivered and how they will be delivered. So I will be doing all of that and planning for more auto ships to contact customers while I'm at my daughter's house visiting. I will be doing Zooms. I'll excuse myself for a few minutes. And I am really excited about that, but I am not seeing clients in my office. And I am so excited about this. So I'm going to balance myself so that I am reaching my goal by the end of July or earlier.
And Karen, I think what's beautiful about that, going back to what I was talking about earlier, the word abstain versus allow, avoid. Again, And I don't want to be talking King James English or Old English to those of us who, because they're thinking, oh, Vance, you're preaching. No, I'm not preaching. I'm just using a stronger word that connotates a stronger message. Karen, what you're doing is exactly what Stacy did 4 months ago. She made the decision, and I talked about this last week. I went back yesterday, and I listened to what I shared last Saturday. And I thought, wow, this is actually, I found myself teaching myself. I thought, you're hitting on something, Vance. This is good stuff. She made the decision in order to be a success in meeting her biological mom for the first time in person. This is what we need to do. This is the 90-day plan. She started counseling 90 days prior to the date that we had the tickets at the hotel room reservation, the whole nine yards. And she took control. And every hidden and ignorant variable that she could eliminate, she did that. And the most amazing, beautiful picture that I have of my wife is holding this bouquet of flowers. And I talked about it last week. But it's because that was the decision she made. I've never gotten to wish this woman Happy Mother's Day and thank her for being my mom. I want to give her something. That was a decision she had to make. And it literally, you know, we didn't have a florist contacted. We'd never been to Spearfish, South Dakota. But Karen, you're talking about the same thing. And the other thing too that comes up in the I Can attitude, I think that we're taught, I know that we're taught this, take advantage of incentives and opportunities that come our way. Take advantage of things that are out there. And Karen, you understand this more from the counseling and the psychiatric and the psychology behind it. But Stacy said to me last night, when she received a text from her half-sister, and love to have your feedback on this, and if anybody else wants to comment, please do. But Karen, here's the question. How powerful is this statement? She said, Pam, who's her half-sister, half-biological sister, she said, Pam has become my new BFF. We've been texting each other nonstop. How powerful is that statement?
Yeah.
Compared to, you know, what she invested 3 months, almost 4 months ago now.
It's the planning. That's, she has a mindset. It's a positive mindset. And that's, she knows what she, the type of relationship she wants with the family. And that's what she's creating.
And that's
the mindset that I have going into this. And, you know, reaching my goal is not the end all. I want to do this for my customers. Last year, I was able to use my Club Ki points that I earned to enable one of my customers to purchase a Kenko Air. And the next morning, I received a text from her. And she doesn't really have breathing problems. But the next morning, I received a text from her, and totally unsolicited, and she said, I love the Kenko Air. I can breathe so much easier. And I was so happy that I was able to do that for her. The points are for other people, okay? I share my points with other people that I earn. You know, I share those points that I earn with other people. And so it just enables me to do more for other people. And that's what I love. And it also did something that I didn't even realize it was going to do. I'm part of a leadership team now. And I like it. I want to be giving my input in forming NECAN as NECAN goes forward. And I'm so excited about what I'm doing. Does it take more of my time? Absolutely. Do I love it? Absolutely. We all like having a say in the direction that we're going. And it's just very rewarding so that I'm having a say-so in helping guide other people in what they're doing and where they're going. And because I'm going to bring this back to iCanvas, because I kind of have a pulse on what people are going through, what people are feeling in the iCan program and on other calls and Zooms that I do, I can bring that information back to the leadership team. And so I'm so excited to be able to do this. It's an honor, and I want to fulfill that role for everybody.
My iCan attitude is a manifestation of my thoughts, feelings, beliefs. My iCan attitude and my results are synonymous. They follow one another like night follows day. Those of us who in the last 5 years have taken part in the iCan attitude, we understand that's the first part of six parts of the iCan mantra or lesson one. And if you've never done it, if you've never stepped out of the box, think, I don't know, what would that commitment look like? What would that cost me? Well, it's absolutely free. And Karen and I, along with, again, dozens and dozens of other people, have learned how to abstain so we can allow. We said simply, I see this all the time. And I'm not going to go into it like I did Thursday night with the iCan group. Every Thursday night at 5:45 p.m. West Coast time, same number as Saturday a.m. live, but it's Thursday night live, basically. 5:45 is the strategic time that we've picked so that it's not too late out on the East Coast. It's not too early out on the West. It's a kind of a magic, secret time that we picked. We modify it based on if there's a kickoff call or something like that. But that's our 30 to 45. We try to keep it to 30, but it usually ends up to being about 40, 45 minutes. That's our accountability. That's our weekly assessment of what we learned from the lesson, how we're tracking. And it's an ongoing thing. It's the target is always moving because we're hitting bullseye after bullseye after bullseye. If you don't believe me, come join us next Saturday and listen to Emily Ellsworth, who went silver in the month of May, and she never even told anybody about it. She's part of this group. I even asked her business buddy, Jeannie Zeden, did you know? Well, I knew. I said, but she never mentioned it. She never brought it up. I went, that's the type of leaders we're seeing in Nikan because they're understanding humility and the whole concept of what the five pillars is all about. So if you've never done it, can I appeal to, or if you've done it again, or done it before and you want to do it again, just text me or email me or call me and simply let me know that, we have this program. And can I just say, I'm going to deviate really quick. The opportunity that we have, I had the opportunity a couple days ago to train a new landscaping boy, new yard boy, who I'm paying $15 an hour to help me out. He has no idea I'm sitting in the back seat of Stacy's car in our garage. And he just walked in the garage, grabbed a set of earmuffs quietly, and I'm watching him tiptoe in the garage as to not wake anybody so he can go finish what he started on Thursday. I thought, so I got the opportunity to train him to do what I wanted him to do as to not disturb anybody else that may be sleeping because he doesn't know. But he asked me, can I come back and finish on Saturday? I said, absolutely. I thought, man, this stuff pays off. But that falls right into the category of what I asked of him to do. And his schedule got deviated because he had baseball practice. It all comes back to, again, front and center. What do you want? And it's not based on what we want because we're selfish. It's based on what we want and what we need. Be the best humans being more that we can possibly be. That's what it really comes down to. And I can't encourage you enough. So again, I've given my phone number out a couple times. reach out to me, pop me a text, call me. I'd love to put you in the group. We have a group text that I send out. I'll be sending one out today to the group that just finished and inviting them back. It is a 12-week, it's actually 10-week commitment. There's 10 lessons, lessons 2 through lesson 11. If you count it, I know it sounds like there's 12, but there's really not 12. There's 10 lessons. Lesson 1, you listen to it, it's done. Or you read it, it's done, and then you start reading it, and it's very, very simple. And if you got any questions, don't hesitate. I'll put it in email form. Maybe I'll send out an email earlier, because I really do want to encourage you. It's the summertime. We've got more time. We've got lots more activities going on. There's weddings. There's barbecues. There's all kinds of stuff that's vying for our time. But now is the time to take advantage of it, because the skills that you'll learn through the I Can Attitude program will open up the door to allow more things so you can be a more of a positive influence on other people. But again, that is the core value, as Karen mentioned. We don't do negative, and we don't associate or hang out with negative people. And if you're in an environment that's toxic, that would be the first place to start. Start identifying and start saying, you know, I don't, I can't, I should not spend a lot of time with you. Now, I wouldn't encourage you to say that to your spouse. That would be really, really, really bad. But you can help turn the tide by saying things like, hey, I was thinking about this the other day. You really like doing this. I don't. Could we compromise? And maybe only take in a movie once a month instead of every week, especially your choice of movies seem to be derogatory, or they might be funny, but they're condescending, and I don't like the result. I don't like the way I feel. Simple things like that, those are marriage savers. And again, 26 years of marriage has taught me that. So thank you, Karen. Thank you so very, very much. I really, really appreciate it. Can't wait to have you rejoin us, everybody, next Saturday when Emily Ellsworth, and then the following Saturday, by the way, pilot Captain John Hogue will be returning again 2 weeks from today, Delta pilot, for a live Q&A session. If there's anything you've ever wanted to know about or from a guy who has taken the wellness home concept to 33,000 feet, the guy gallivants around the globe, and what he does, he'll be with us 2 weeks from now. So I hope you'll tune in for that.
So have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.